my voice changed so much every year that, that 3 or 4 years after Honesty Room came out, it was a completely, at a completely different voice. And I thought, gosh, I'd really like to get back in the studio and record that.
Luckily for fans, Dar Williams has gone back and revisited a bunch of classic songs on her best of album, Many Great Companions. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. It's been almost 20 years since Dar Williams came out of the Boston folk scene and then all over the national stage through her work with Joan Baez. At FUV, we've seen her progress as a songwriter, first as she explored her own childhood, and now as someone with kids of her own. Her new album, Many Great Companions, re-releases many of her best-known tunes and includes new acoustic renditions of some of the early ones. But Dar doesn't want people calling this a greatest hits album. When I talked with her in Studio A, she told me that she prefers a more curatorial term.
Retrospective is such a great word because I'm such a museum person, you know, and I love retrospectives, and I thought, oh, that'll be so dignified. But then, you know, iTunes came along and all sorts of stuff, and I thought, well, I don't just, you know, we can repackage stuff. I always believe in, you know, what you give a person on the fourth date, you know, as opposed to six CDs, which might be overwhelming, just one greatest hit. That's helpful. But I've also really been wanting to re-record all this stuff acoustically. So why don't we do, you know, 30 songs recorded acoustically, just me sitting down there Indian style, or sorry, crisscross applesauce. my son taught that to me. But and they said, well, actually, my manager, Russell, said, no, we should do a best of collection because people listen to stuff and it grew on them in that time of their lives and they associate that recording with that time. But if you want to re-record some of them, I said, yes. So we chose 12 to re-record just in a stripped down way, some to just bring out the lyrics and just some to show how many miles they've gone, because some of them have been, you know, thousands and thousands of miles, not to mention, you know, 17 years.
I don't go to therapy to find out if I'm a freak. I go and I find the one and only answer every week, and it's just me and all the memories to follow down any course that fits within a 50-minute hour, and we fathom all the mysteries, explicit and inherent. When I hit a rut, she says to try the other parent. And she's so kind, I think she wants to tell me something, but she knows that it's much better if I get it for myself. She says, ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds? And ooh, oh, what do you hear in these sounds?
When you look back, do you see certain things that did create a shift in your vocals?
Sure. Well, I didn't see it coming at first. You know, that's when I heard myself on the radio station and said, that's another person. And the miles themselves sort of crept up on me, which is pretty cool. But I remember Joan Baez said that after she traveled with the Indigo Girls, she took guitar lessons. And after I traveled with Joan Baez, I took voice lessons.
And you hadn't done that up until that point, really?
I had. I had some people along the way. I had somebody up in Boston who actually helped me to choose this career. You know, I said, I want to be an opera singer or a folk singer. And she said, let's hear it. And she said, you know, there's a lot of open mics around here if you want to try that folk thing. So that was helpful. And that was a couple of years.
Growing up, my mom had a room full of books and hid away in there. Her father raging down a spiral stair till he found someone. Most days his son. And sometimes I think my father too's a refugee. I know they tried to keep their pain from me. They could not see what it was for. Now I'm sleeping fine. Sometimes the truth is like a second chance. I am the daughter of a great romance, and they are the children of the war.
Dar Williams live in the studio with After All and What Do You Hear in These Sounds. Her new release is Many Great Companions. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear more from Dar Williams and many other artists in the FUV online archives at WFUV.org.